Good day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. Back in just a moment with a look at all your agricultural markets for today, after this.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
It's go time. So when we say DuPont Pioneer is with you from the word go, that means now. Just ask your local team.
It's time to put our high-yielding corn products to work on your farm.
With superior genetics, they're built to yield.
Your local Pioneer team understands timing is everything.
We're ready when you are.
It's go time.
So let's get going.
Talk to your local Pioneer sales professional about planting Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from word go.
Well, cattle futures remain mixed today with front month October contracts holding 20 cent gains priced at $97.70 per hundredweight following a wide but volatile market shift through the morning. Corn prices were lower in light trade with December corn futures about 6 cents lower per bushel. Stock markets were higher in light trade with the Dow Jones 43 points higher, NASDAQ up 2 points. Back-and-forth price shifts evident today through the live cattle futures as traders focused on trying to bring much-needed stability back into the live cattle market. Sharp triple-digit losses in spot October contracts have been retracted today, but the ability to push prices higher have been met with significant resistance. Even though prices have only moved moderately higher, the market range has traded nearly $3 per hundredweight as traders shift nearby futures higher and lower, trying to find short-term support. Strong pressure continued to be seen through feeder cattle futures today, despite market stability that appears to be developing in the live cattle market. Based on concerns of further market pressure through the rest of the cattle complex and concerns that beef market pressure through the spring and summer of 2017 will keep the feeder cattle market depressed for an extended period of time. And grain futures were mixed today as a choppy overnight session reflected nervousness ahead of today's USDA production supply and demand reports. Corn prices were a little higher today following slow but fairly steady buying interest after a lower open overnight. December futures looked ready to break out of their 10-cent trading range from the past week after today's report. Soybeans posted modest gains after bouncing back from a pullback into the start of trading in Europe as November continued to battle its two-week support line into the reports. Wheat prices were mixed today, with spring wheat again the best of the bunch on ideas high-protein wheat is in short supply, while soft red winter wheat is range-bound. Hard red winter wheat continues to test support ahead of reports. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.